Hello, welcome to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. And on today's episode, we have Sharks prospect Eli Barnett. He's going to talk about his kind of draft day. Apparently, he was playing golf the day he got drafted, and then talk about kind of his path to the NHL and kind of what's next for him. Talk a little bit about development camp. So, and get to know Eli off the ice as well. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked on Sharks.
You're Locked on Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, JD Young, contributor at Fear the Fan in San Jose Hockey Now. I want to thank you, of course, for making us your first listen. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. And of course, subscribe on YouTube as well. And today we have Eli Barnett, who I talked to last week, about how he, got drafted and kind of his story and growing up on the weird part of Canada over on the super eastern, part over there. So without further ado, please enjoy my interview with Eli Barnett. All right, and we now bring in Sharks prospect Eli Barnett. Eli, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Not doing too bad. So wanted to get you on kind of, especially being a late round pick, you don't get all the glory and all the scrutiny that I guess first and second round picks goes, but you're just as important to the Sharks pool. And wanted to get to you on and kind of learn more about you. So first, let's go ahead and start with your actual draft. So what was your draft experience like?
Well, actually, I wasn't expecting a whole lot. So I was with my grandparents on the golf course. I was about to tee off on the ninth hole. And then as soon as I was about to hit the ball, my phone started to blow up. And I turned to look at my grandfather and I said, you know what? I think I just got drafted. And he looks at me, he's like, he didn't have anything to say. He was just in shock. So I went over and then turns out the Sharks had drafted me. And a few minutes later, Mike Greer called and said that they had drafted me. So, and then it was just a crazy experience, really. Like, I was at loss for words for the next week. It was just so surreal. And then, of course, going to development camp and stuff was just awesome. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, going into it, did you have any expectations that you might get drafted or kind of what was your process heading into the draft? Did you have a lot of interviews?
Actually, the only people who interviewed me were the Sharks, actually. I didn't have many expectations. If it happened, it happened. If it didn't, well, you know what, you put in the work and you grind and hopefully you get a camp invite. But, it ended up happening. So, yeah, it was good.
So how you were golfing, did you finish the round or were you guys, you're just too jacked after that?
No, we really tried, but, just phone calls after phone calls, we couldn't, finish the round there. So I was actually shooting pretty well too, but just had to take the calls and stuff like that. So.
You were having your best day ever, and then thanks a lot, Sharks. You ruined his best golf day ever.
Yeah. No, they made it a whole lot better that day. So, yeah.
That's cool. Did you? I assume you went out and celebrated with the family afterwards.
Yeah, I was actually. So I'm from New Brunswick. I was actually in Nova Scotia playing golf. So after we got off the course, we went and ate dinner, had celebratory dinner, I guess, and then. I actually went and saw my billet parents from the year prior when I played in South Shore, Nova Scotia. So we celebrated with them a little bit, and then I had to drive home the next morning and then fly out to San Jose for development camp. So it all happened super quick, but
yeah, it was that's a quick turnaround. So you said you grew up in New Brunswick. One, are the Newfoundlanders, are they as weird as we hear? I mean, I don't really know too much about New Brunswick, but I've heard the Newfoundlanders are a weird bunch.
Newfoundlanders are definitely different. New Brunswickers are similar, just, you know, goofy, bunch of hillbillies. So, yeah, it's good. But it's a fun time here, so.
Yeah, isn't, like, in St. John's or something, there's, like, a kissing the fish thing or something. I know it's kind of different, but, like, it's all, there's, like, a kissing the fish is, like, a tradition, I guess, you have to go through or something.
Yeah, I think it's a certain bar in Newfoundland where you go and you kiss a codfish. I think it's a tradition. I've never done it, but definitely we'll have to eventually.
You'll have to now. So, so you grew up in New Brunswick. Did you have a favorite team growing up? I guess the Habs would be, I guess, your closest team. Or,
you know what? My first favorite team was actually Vancouver and the Sharks.
Mm.
My very first team. And then in the playoffs, I think it was – did Boston win it in 2011? It might have been 2011.
So. Yep.
Yeah, and then they beat out Vancouver, I think. And I was like, nope, done with the Canucks. And now my favorite team was Boston. So ever since then, I've liked Boston. And David Krejci and Zdeno Chara and those guys, I've always liked them. Even when I liked the Canucks and the Sharks, they were still my favorite guys. So just kind of switched to Boston and then still a Boston fan today.
I know Boston, the whole Boston area, you know, of course, such a underdog city, never has won anything over there. Boston fans. So
Boston, believe it or not, Boston's actually the closest team to where I live. So if you drive, Boston's only about 8 hours and Montreal's about 9. So it's actually the closest team to my house. So
we'll give it to you there. So that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, before we continue with Eli and we got to talk about kind of his favorite team growing up and which players he really enjoyed watching growing up. Spoiler, he was actually a bit of a Sharks fan. But anyway, so we're going to take a quick break, talk to you guys about our friends over at Athletic Greens. You guys don't know by now, Athletic Greens, it's a great way to take care of you. So nothing worse than you go to the store trying to buy a bunch of supplements and stuff like that. Athletic Greens has got you covered. One delicious scoop of their AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging. All of those things is really easy. Some water, a scoop, shake it up, drink it, do it before your morning coffee. And not only that, it's lifestyle friendly. So whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, they've got you covered. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar. No GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting good. And great thing about them too is Athletic Greens is a climate neutral certified company. With every purchase, they help donate to organizations, including nutritious food to help needy kids, like No Kid Hungry here in the USA. They've also purchased carbon credits that support projects protecting the old growth rainforest. So you can help the environment while also helping your tummy. So go to athleticgreens.com/NHL network right now, and they'll get you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs for your first purchase. Again, just visit athleticgreens.com/NHL network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. So you mentioned, you know, Zdeno Chara and, you know, Krejci. Are those guys you try to model your game after, or are you like, which player do you try to model your game after?
Well, when I was younger, I liked watching Zdeno Chara because of his size. Like, I was big growing up, and I kind of just liked the way he moved around the ice and how he held himself. And David Krejci, like, just his personality. And his leadership on the Bruins, that's kind of what I liked. That's how I try to model myself in the room, I want to say, is after him. But another guy is Tyler Myers on Vancouver. You know, he moves around the ice well, moves the puck, gets in the rush and stuff. And I like his play. So I kind of try to model my game after him a little bit. But for sure, I want to create my own identity too. So.
Gotcha. So what type of player are the Sharks actually getting out of when Eli Barnett, when we hear Eli Barnett, what type of player should we think about?
You should think about a defensive defenseman, I want to say, who can bring a little bit of offense, but mainly just focuses on locking down the D-zone and getting the pucks to the forwards and keep the puck out of the net, really. Hard in the corners, hard in front of the net. That's who I – that's the type of game I like to play.
Gotcha. So what's, you know, what's kind of your next step, at least you think in your development, is you think kind of working on that offensive game next?
Yeah, for sure. It's, you know, for me, defense kind of just comes naturally. And mm-hmm. I think that I need to incorporate a bit more offense in my game. Just a little more confidence in the O-zone and around the blue lines and stuff. So, yeah, for sure. These upcoming years, that's one thing that I'm going to focus on a little more is my offensive game.
Gotcha. So you're back. Are you going back to Victoria to play on the Grizzlies again next year? Is that the plan? And then you're going to be playing at University of Vermont the year after?
Yeah, I'm going back to Victoria this year. I'm actually leaving in a couple weeks mm-hmm. to go back. I'll play another year there, and then I'm going to head to Vermont the year after. Probably play there for 4 years, and then we'll see what the future holds there. So,
gotcha. Yeah, you're on the slow cook, the long timeline. That's we want to make sure you spend your time developing and stuff like that. So with Victoria, of course, you know, the Sharks have Gannon LaRocque, who plays for the Victoria Royals. Have you reached out to him, talked to him yet?
No, I haven't really much. We're not really close with the Victoria Royals that much, mm-hmm. you know, different league and stuff. Yeah. And we don't really ever see them. But that's definitely something I could do. Yeah, reach out to him and, you know, maybe we can play a round of golf when we get out to Victoria there. So,
yeah, he's a big golf guy too, as well. So, yeah, I know actually a lot of the, for some reason, golf and like hockey players, it's like a thing where I guess that's like their big thing to do off the ice is play golf.
Yeah, off the ice. Yeah, most players play golf. So, yeah, I don't know what it is, but seems like it. So,
how's your golf game?
Pretty good. I went out today. Couldn't finish the full 18, just kind of ran out of time, but I was on pace to shoot a 78, so it's pretty good for myself.
Yeah. I'm terrible at it. I've done it like once or twice, and I don't have the patience. I don't
know. Is that right? Yeah. I was 4 feet away from a hole in one today, so it was a good day.
Yeah, you could have hole in one, locked on Sharks. What a day.
It would have been a great day. Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah. And then, like you said, you're going to be going off to University of Vermont. Why did you choose them? Is it just because they're close to home? Like, why?
It's a bit closer to home, and I kind of wanted a smaller school where I would kind of get the ice and the development and, you know, big school. Like, I come from a small town, so I didn't really want to go to a school that had, you know, like 10,000 students, 12,000 students. I kind of wanted to keep it a little bit smaller and then, you know, get the ice and the development and the chance to actually play in the league. And I think Vermont was the place for me to go there. And, you know, they have great facilities. They actually just did renovations on everything. And the people are super nice there. So, yeah, that's kind of why I chose it.
Gotcha. Did you have a lot of different offers or were you just kind of like, I kind of want to go to Vermont or somewhere around there?
I had a few different offers, but I kind of just like Vermont the most. Like it's close to home and like I said, the small school made it feel like home almost. So yeah.
Nice. Let's get into development camp. So, you know, like you said, you went to development camp right after. Kind of a whirlwind experience for you guys, I'm sure, like with, you know, getting drafted, the next thing you know, you're in San Jose. What was your development camp experience like, you know, just kind of getting there and kind of learning, meeting everybody and stuff like that?
It was a super positive experience. You know, growing up, I never thought this would ever happen, right? Like as a child, your goal is to make the NHL. And I felt like development camp was kind of like, okay, like we're here. We haven't made it yet, but it's the first step. So just do your best and don't stress about it. And then when I actually got there, I met all the guys. They're all super nice and all the coaching staff. And everyone who works there, they're all super nice and super helpful too. On ice sessions were great. I learned lots, learned how to shoot, pass properly, I guess. So that was good. And I learned a lot of things that I'm going to take back to my team in Victoria, because I feel like it's kind of looked over in the game these days. Like they don't teach you that stuff anymore. So I feel like that's important to kind of take back and give the guys that don't get the opportunity that I had the chance to learn that kind of stuff. But besides that, camp was super great. I really enjoyed it. It was just a blast.
Who'd you room with?
I was with the goalie, Spooner.
Okay.
From Kingston. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, he's a super great guy. Yeah.
Every goalie I've talked to, they're a little weird just because, like, I mean, I think you have to be a little weird to voluntarily have a frozen puck coming at you on a constant basis. But yeah, goalies a little weird, but they're really cool guys for some, yeah, too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You got to be kind of crazy to get in front of shots that are going 100 plus, right? Yeah. I could never do that. So yeah, you got to be a little bit weird.
Was there anybody you were a little starstruck when you met, you know, prospect or coach or, you know, anything like that?
Well, I mean, when we were in a video session there and Patrick Marleau was in the room, I thought that was super cool because that's a guy that I grew up watching, you know. Mm-hmm. And the guys like Mario Ferraro, watching him on the ice, and Bortolo playing against him, knowing that he plays for the Sharks, and Weatherby and all those guys. A little bit starstruck. Also the age difference, kind of. I didn't realize that there was going to be like 25, 26-year-olds at the camp, you know, being an 18-year-old. They said it was kind of new for me. I never played against guys that old, but it was good. Lots of development at the camp. I know what I have to work on now, and I hope I can achieve it.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, they try to do that, have guys who, you know, had some NHL experience there. That way it's not just a bunch of the kids running around, you know. And I know, like, I talked to Weatherby a couple weeks before, and he was looking forward to kind of being that leadership and kind of mentor role, especially for some of the younger guys and stuff. And yeah, like Bortolo and like Eklund too have both got some NHL games in
as well. Yeah, Eklund too, yeah.
Yeah, so. All right, guys, before we finish up with Eli and we kind of talked about his off the ice, of course, he answers the socks and skates question that I have to ask everybody. But we got to take a quick break, talk to you guys about our friends over at Bet Online. Bet Online, the fastest, easiest way to check in all your favorite betting needs from your favorite sports and events, and at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league. Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. They continue to be the top online resource for your sports wager information, from live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts they have you covered. So head over to BetOnline today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening today. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so let's get to some of your kind of off ice. So you did mention you're a big golf guy. Anything else that you like to do outside of you know, playing hockey and playing golf?
Well, I spend lots of time with you know, family and friends, and with my girlfriend. Spend lots of time with her. We like going to the beach, taking the dogs for walks, you know, kind of just basic stuff, but keep the body healthy and just kind of relax a little bit, get away from the ice. So yeah.
And then getting ready, are you a superstitious guy, a little stitious guy, or are you kind of a let it flow type of guy?
You know, I tried the superstitious stuff, like, but I feel like I get in my own head kind of. So I'm just go with the flow, just whatever works, works, whatever happens, happens. Right. So that's kind of how I roll. Yeah.
Gotcha. Are you a big music guy, or you kind of let the dressing room DJ take care of it?
No, well, I'm a big music guy, but I don't normally play the music in the dressing room. I don't know why. I just, someone else always volunteers before me, I guess. But personally, yeah, I'm a huge music guy. Favorite artist? If you're going to ask that, that's a great question. I don't know. There's lots, so.
On that. Yes, I'm sure you've been asked that. So yeah, are you like, what type of music do you listen to? You got to get ready.
To get ready, depends how I'm feeling. If I'm a little bit overwhelmed, sometimes I'll just throw in some country music and just, you know, try and relax. Or sometimes if I want to get pumped up, rap or like EDM almost. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. So.
Depends on the day, really.
Depends on the day. Socks and skates.
Right foot, right, left for socks and skates. It's always it's always right foot then left foot. Same with shin pads.
Same with shin pads.
Always go, yeah. And then with clear tape, it's always two on the bottom, two on the top, right, left. It's always how it's been, gotcha. And it won't change. So
little stitches then.
Okay, yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Least you're not one of those crazy people who doesn't wear socks with skates. Those guys are kind of monsters, right?
yeah. No, I've only met one guy who doesn't wear socks and skates, and his feet smell. That's all I got to say.
Ryan Merkley famously does not wear socks with skates. So, yes.
Is that right?
Yes. He's a weird guy. But maybe it's the less amount of, you know, friction, I guess he can produce more offense. I don't know, but yeah, weird guy though.
Yeah. Seems to work for him.
Yeah. What was the last show you watched?
Oh, it was a new show. Well, it was Arrested Development, and then it was a new show.
There you go.
They they crashed a plane in the Northwest Territories or something, and she's got a fight against the elements. I forget what it's called. Underwater, maybe. That was the last show. Yeah.
Gotcha. And then last question. Any more plans before the summer, before you have to get ready to get started with the whole hockey cycle again?
Well, just training 5 days a week on the ice, three times a week. Doing a little bit of coaching with the local midget team here.
Nice.
So that's good. And then golf, of course, until I leave. So, yeah, spend a little bit of time with family. But my grandparents are coming up, and my grandfather's birthday is actually tomorrow. So I have to wish him a happy birthday there. So, yeah.
Yes. You bringing the sticks with you to Victoria?
Of course.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Yeah. At least in Vancouver, like you can, you know, or like that area, you can kind of play a little bit longer than the rest of the year, right?
Yeah, you can actually play all year. Sometimes you have to hit off mats, but for the most part, you can play all year as long as there's no snow. So it's good.
There you go. Yeah. Eli, you've said it all. If you have all the time in the world, if you want to say hi to anybody, say hi to the family, shout out charity, whatever you want to talk about, you have all the time, buddy.
All right. I just want to say hi to my family. They're in Quebec right now for my sister's basketball tournament there. Best of luck, Lily, in your tournament. Hi to my grandparents in Nova Scotia. Hi to my girlfriend at work. And then hi to everyone who's helped me, achieve this goal throughout my time. I appreciate it. And yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Eli. Enjoy the rest of the summer. Try to get as much golf in as you can. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon. Best of luck this year.
Thank you.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Eli Barnett. You know, I think he's going to have, you know, a little bit of way to go, especially, you know, playing, going the college hockey route. But, you know, he knows that and he's willing to put in the work type of things. So, we'll see how he goes, but super nice kid, really fun to talk about, super Eastern Canada where they're apparently super weird over there. So, we're going to see him kind of try to work on his offensive game this season with the Grizzlies, and then see how he goes when he goes to University of Vermont. So, if you guys enjoyed my interview, make sure you guys are subscribing, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get podcasts, they've got you covered there. Of course, you can also find the show on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Locked On Sharks. And then you can find me on Twitter at My Fryhole. When you guys are done listening to this, Make sure you guys go check out the Locked On NHL show. Although we're 3 days a week now, they're still pumping out content 5 days a week to help you guys get ready for the next season. They're doing their power rankings right now every Thursday. So make sure you guys are going to check that out because they're doing it division by division. And I think the Pacific division is going to be kind of mid-August here, so in a couple weeks. But yeah, so that's going to be it for me today. I'll be back on Friday. We continue our Get to Know the Enemy series. We're going to be looking at our friends over in Vancouver at the Canucks. And kind of where they are looking at right now. So that's going to do it. Bye, friends.